Good afternoon. Yes, it's afternoon. The 24th of March, Monday, 12:32 p.m. I can't even fib and say that I left the house before noon. I didn't. It's a cold, overcast, miserable day. :15:54 sub 16 minute first mile. Yeah, I figured that much. My calves are telling me, my shins are saying, dude, you dude it. But I'm cold, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be out here, I want to whine. So anyway, yeah, thanks. A lot of people left comments yesterday on yesterday's post about the doubts. Much appreciated, much obliged. All good points. I have to focus on the lessons of my therapy. One of the difficulties of depression is that it applies a mental filter that allows you to accept criticism, but not necessarily praise. And while I recognize intellectually that the reviews on Amazon are less about the book and more about the reader, and as Abby Hilton pointed out, it's a combination conversation among readers. It's not really meant for the author. So, yeah. I need to move on and get the new work out. And yesterday, I wrote new words. A couple thousand of them. They all went together. Kind of nice. UPS truck. Cape Grace, the opening finally for Cape Grace, the way I want it. Now I have to figure out how to get back to the beginning of the story. Because the opening is really the ending. And maybe what I'm going to do is not have that be the opening, but have it be the ending. But write everything up to that point. So we'll see. This one may be the book I start backwards. Who knows? Not I. But I have decided my two periods of production today, each day, morning and afternoon, I'm going to try to focus and do a couple hours of fresh words in the morning, and then work on syncing the backlog in the afternoon. The afternoon is the one that tends to get fragmented. Oh. I lost my GPS signal, I didn't know. So anyway, yeah, that's the plan. I don't know how it's gonna work, but my books are selling well. It's difficult for me to look at these sales, which are quite honestly really good. They're in the top 5% easily. Most of them. Some of them are only in the top 10%. Oh, poor me. So yeah, I really, intellectually, I don't have anything really to complain about. That's the emotional component that's always a problem. And one of the things that I have to really come to grips with, that I really have to take internally, that I have to make mine in a way that I give lip service to, but I'm not sure that I actually do. And that's it. This is not the work I was raised to. As Ishmael might say, I'm not a writer. I wasn't raised to be a writer. I don't know anything about being a writer. I don't. The family values I was raised with didn't include writing. It included reading, but reading to inform, reading to enlighten, reading for enjoyment, certainly. But writing, no, that's an artist thing. That has no place in a blue-collar life. It has no place in a white-collar life. It certainly has no place in academe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's trucks everywhere here. So, yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to come to grips with. It's difficult to let go of the 9-to-5 mindset. You have to put in your time, because the reality is my clock punches it whenever my eyes open, and it generally runs through the night. Because there's always something to think about. There's always something percolating. There's always something brewing. One of the things that's been brewing is the dark side of the Golden Age. What Tara Lee called the PvP side of the Golden Age, where it's player against player. And a much more unrestricted form. And I've been struggling with how this is going to work, how this is going to shake out, because the reality of culture is that social mores become laws. Even if they're not on the books, they become social laws, social compacts. We have a lot of things that we don't do, in large part because they're illegal. So, for example, killing and eating other people is illegal. But that's not something that a majority of people are going to do, even if it weren't illegal. That's not something that probably most people would do, barring Hannibal Lecter. So there's this idea of what constitutes the social contract, what constitutes the values of the society, whether or not they're codified in laws. So I've been sort of working on that. It's three books away. I have to get through Cape Grace and then the first new book in the Ishmael Wong series. But it's one of those long-term ponderation things. I've figured out a lot of the economics. I figured out a lot of how it works economically. Bunkpo. I figured out what the various pieces of it are that need to work together, because it can't survive on murdering and looting and killing and piracy. That's a no-no. in large part because it will attract too much unwanted attention. And the value in the dark side is in going unnoticed. The dark people. Not like, as opposed to dark matter. Not people with dark skins, but the people in the dark. The people upon whom the golden light of the golden age does not shine. You will undoubtedly find these words written somewhere eventually, or something like them. Because these are the kinds of things that go into the books. Those of you who are been here long enough to know how my process goes, I can gestate on a book for a long time and then all of a sudden sit down and it springs as if by magic from the tips of my fingers. And I'm coming to realize that A, it's not magic, B, it's not the tips of my fingers. So yeah, there's some interesting technology that's going to be in use. There's some interesting ideas that are going to be played with. And it's one of the challenges with Ishmael in the share books was his success and how he dealt with his success, which was quite good and quite humble, and all of the eldest son characteristics of a good upbringing. He was always relatively humble. He's always relatively self-deprecating. He was generally too sure of himself and never as smart as he thought he was. And people argue with me about that, but it's true. He wasn't ever as smart as he thought he was. And that is on the page. That is in the books. That's there if you can see it. It's there if you spot it. So, yeah. His last command, the iris, was a bit of a burn. And he'll have a scar for a while. And then the question is not how does he deal with success in the next books, but how does he deal with failure? How does he deal with loss? How does he deal with adversity? How does he deal with not having everything handed to him, not having everybody supporting him? He's got a lot of money. I have to take care of the money somewhere. The money has to go away. I'm not sure exactly where the money is going to go away. I think he's going to use it to buy a ship, but it's not going to be a very big ship or a very good ship. Or, ooh. I know what he's going to do with it. I know what he's going to do with it. I do. I know what he's going to do with it, or at least most of it. He's going to keep some for living expenses because he's not that stupid. But that's a lot of money to be sitting around in cash. Or liquid credits. He needs to invest it in something. Yes, yes he does. And there's really only one thing that he wants to invest in. And I know what it is. So, yeah, cool. All right, that problem solved. See, this is why I need to come out and do my walk every day, even though I don't want to, even though it's cold and nasty, and now I've worked up a sweat, even though it's cold and nasty out. I'm going to go home and grab some lunch. I didn't get lunch before I left, although I did have second breakfast this morning at 9:30. Instead of going for my walk after therapy, I came home and had breakfast again. To be clear, my first breakfast was a frozen burrito. 285 calories of food-like substances wrapped in what passed for a tortilla. Pork and egg, if I remember. No, pork and potato, if I remember correctly. I don't stock the egg ones. The egg ones are okay, but pork and potato is good. Had a bit of cheese in it. I can't say I'm too thrilled with the cheese, but it was warm, had a bit of bite to it. It bit me back, as they say. Not very hard, just a little tug on the tongue. Yes, spring is coming. Oh, yes it is. Weeping willows are turning yellow. Really yellow. They've been yellow for a while, but now they're turning really yellow. Some of the trees closest to the pond are showing hints of yellow at the tips, like they're trying to bud. It's hard to get a clear picture of colors today because it's so overcast. It's kind of dark. There are patches of blue sky opening up. When I came out, it was almost entirely overcast. And when I came back from therapy, it was snowing. It was that bad. Everything was wet and ugly, nasty. Which is why I didn't go earlier. Oh, yes. So tell me, Endomondo, if you have it shut off. 32:59. What the hell is that? 17:05 on the back half, 16 on the front. Yeah. You can tell I'm anxious to get back because it is cold. I'm uncomfortable. I want to get back. Have some breakfast. No, have some lunch. And since I'm at the back gate, I think that's what I'll do. That's also the point in time where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.